It's almost been a full week, and people are still talking about that crazy double eviction last week on Big Brother Canada. Hamza and Veronica both on the line at the same time this morning. I can't believe that happened.
How are you?
You tell me what happened.
Yeah. To be honest, Ara, this was the only way that any of those house guests would have been able to get us out of the house. You know, there was no chance if we played in any of the comps, and, you know, we were on the block that we would be sent home. It's honestly so disappointing that we are out of this game because, you know, if we were in it, they would have no chance.
Hamza, Easter weekend was supposed to be a joyous occasion for families, but oh my God, people were so sad and depressed.
I feel so bad for the nation, and, like, honestly, I tried as hard as I can to entertain you guys, and I hope I did within the 4 weeks that I was there. And honestly, I don't even know what happened. I knew I would be a target. I knew I would leave on a double eviction. I just didn't think it would be this soon.
Did you guys sniff out a double eviction was coming this soon?
I haven't watched enough of the game to really know, but Hamzy, you know, expect what Hams expects, and he knew there was going to be a double eviction, and he knew it was going down.
I absolutely knew there was a double eviction, but the stupid side of me was like, no, I'll throw the competition and win the next HOH because you're doing so well in the game, and now I'm sitting out here. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm the guy that always told people, just put me on the block, nominate me. I want to play for the veto. And I knew I would get backdoored, but I honestly did not think it would come this soon. I thought, like, after me being HOH and after spending that 1 week in the catacombs before that, which was really scary, by the way, I thought that I had built, you know, good relationships, and I thought that people would be afraid to take a shot at me, but here we are now.
V, we were just seeing you come to life and rock that house with some power plays, and now you're out. I can't handle it, man. I can't deal.
It's actually, you know, unbelievable as well. You know, I knew that I was, you know, stirring the pot a little bit, and I was definitely getting questioned. And, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm just not that good of a liar. I thought I was doing a pretty good job in there. Like, I made a few speeches. I looked a few people in the eye. But, you know, on the outside, I'm truly an honest, genuine person. So on the inside, it's hard, you know. It truly makes you bring out the best and worst in you. And, you know, despite the sort of tiny little huge lies that I said in the house, I think that if I had a chance to fight for my safety and it was in my hands, I would not be in the position that I am right now. I was seen as a threat from the moment I walked in the door. I left as a threat. And, you know, at the end of the day, the only thing that can guarantee your safety in the house is if you win comps, and I didn't get the opportunity.
You two were not afraid to make big moves and go against the house. So why do you think others, speaking of sheep, in the words of Andrew, why were there more sheep than wolves this season? Why?
The moment we walked in, there was like this big summer camp vibe where everyone was just following like one person or two people, and even those two people that they were following, they're also sheep. Literally right now in the house, if you look at who's left, you got one or maybe two players that will dictate this game, and the rest will basically just follow them. And I hope that changes, and I tried doing that when I won HOH, and this week I was hoping that would happen, but it was just always like, let's go with what the house wants, let's go with the house wants. So I mean, I don't even know.
You know, when I was put on the block, if people made their own personal decisions and didn't ask anybody where their head was at or which way they were going, there's a possibility that I could have stayed in the game. You know, I tried to campaign really hard, and I definitely had a lot more, you know, relationships with people in the house. But unfortunately, no one could rely on each other. Everyone was way too scared to be the person to step up, regardless of all the promises they made to me and the small alliances that we were trying to create. Regardless of how big of threats Hams and I are, we really could have protected a lot of people in there. You know what I mean? We really could have been the ones fighting for them to keep them in the game. And now, you know, they're going to get out all the, you know, they're going to get out all the wolves, and it's just going to be a bunch of sheep in there, and they're just going to, you know, the wrong people are going to go to the end in this game. I truly believe that. The wrong people are going to make it to the end.
And it really sucks when you start to sense that kind of thing happening. Hamza and Veronica were hanging out with from Big Brother Canada 6. Ham, if you could do it all over again, would you still have helped orchestrate Jesse's eviction? Yes or no, and why?
I would have definitely got rid of Liv because she's slimy and she got me out the door. And you know what? I thought I was running the show in there, and I got backdoored. I would have definitely gotten rid of Liv. I would have listened to Ryan because, you know, the guy knows his stuff. He's 39 years old. He knows what he's talking about. I should have listened to him. Should have got rid of Liv, but I don't know. I listened to Veronica and Will, and it got me here.
Are you going to make nice with Jesse outside the house?
You know what? Me and him had a pretty good personal relationship, and even when he left, he came and hugged me, and he's like, good job, good move, and I think we'll be buddies outside the house. Like, it may not, like, not as much as, you know, me and Marin or me and Erica or, like, me and Will or me and V or whatever. But, I mean, potentially, yeah, we'll be buddies. We'll have a few drinks here and there, but nothing too serious.
V, is there any way that you could have convinced Erica to cool her jets and save you, or was the damage already done?
I definitely think the damage was already done. You know, I truly believe it was a mix of, you know, her not being able to trust me. And also, you know, she told me right after she put me on the block that I was the only person in the house that she wasn't, 100% that she could beat. And I respect that because, you know, it's probably the truth. I think that she made the right decision. You know, I did lie. You know, there's no doubt about that. She wasn't wrong. So it would be a big risk to keep me in the game because regardless of the campaigning that I did and the promises I made to keep her safe in the house, if she kept me in the house, she would be hunted for sure.
You would have got her out.
I would have got her out for sure.
In retrospect, was calling that house meeting to expose Ryan something you're still happy you did?
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious because I don't know if anyone noticed, but when I called Ryan out, I was quoting him word for word in that meeting. You know, I remembered everything he said to me to a T, and I really did it, you know, for the entertainment of the fans. I knew the fans would think it was hilarious. You know, the fact that he called me out in this big house meeting and he gave me all these lies about honesty and, you know, looking people into the face and not being able to lie and this and that. So when I called him out in the same aspect, quoted him for the exact same words for doing exactly what he thought I was doing, I think it was absolutely hilarious. I would do it again, time and time again. I don't care if house meetings are the death of you. You know, I thought it was fun.
What do you guys hope people will remember most about you?
You know what? I hope people remember, you know, that I'm a genuine person, that, you know, I'm pretty emotional. I cried a lot, but at the same time, I was a starter. I always stirred up the pot. I always tried to entertain.
I think what I want people to remember most about my game is that I came into this house late. I came into this house with a target on my back. I was part of a 2-week plan, and I was able to sort of dig my way out of that hole immediately, make a very strong social relations in the house, win the first competition that I played in. You know, so when all the odds were against me, I was able to, in the end, overpower that sort of vulnerability and weaknesses that, came with coming in late to the game. I think that I really came in there and I showed that I wanted to play. I was ready to play the game. I was ready to lie. I was ready to stir the pot. I was ready to win competitions. I really just want people to not see me as one of the little sheep in that house, but really the big bad wolf forever.
Veronica, how the heck is Will going to survive in this game without his ride or die there by his side?
Oh my God, how am I going to survive on the outside with my ride or die? That is the question. You know, people, you know, made little jokes in the house about us having a showmance. I call it more of a friendsmance or a flirtsmance, if you will. We had a very odd sort of brother-sister relationship in the house. You know, I'd follow him around and bug him. Then he would get mad and annoyed at me, yell at me. I'd go in a room and sulk, and he would be in there an hour later, you know, missing me, begging for forgiveness. You know, I'd make breakfast, and he would crack a raw egg over it 10 minutes after it was made, thinking it was funny. We really just bugged the crap out of each other, and it was all love. And, you know, at the end of the day, we both cried in each other's arms last night, you know, when I was saying goodbye to him. I really saw a softer side that I never saw before, but I know that every move he makes in that house, he will be thinking of me, and that is pretty evident by him, voting against him. I know that vote was for me.
As much as you two might not want to participate in this next question, you have to rate Olivia's game.
I've been salting my wounds, man. She's definitely one of the sheep of the house, but I mean, she got me out, so 10 out of 10. But now it's time for people to get rid of her. Maybe like a 6 out of 10. But she's low-key smart and slimy, so I don't know. We'll give her a 7.
I'd rate her gameplay, again, like Ham said, 10 out of 10 because she got Hams out. You know, I think it's a very bold move, and I think that she is probably, you know, laughing inside the house. But when I have to really think about her overall game, I'd probably rate her a 3. I think she's a sheep. I think she'll be carried in this game. I think she could have been out in a heartbeat last week, and the only reason that she wasn't was because of Hams and I. I think she's a floater. I think that this will probably be one of the only competitions that she will win. I can't wait to see her out of the house, but, you know, to get one of the biggest threats out of the house, good for her.
All right, guys, time for the speed round. Smartest player this season thus far?
Erica.
Hamza.
Sneakiest player this season?
Hamza.
Most out-to-lunch house guest?
Johnny.
Maddie.
The biggest floater this entire season?
Olivia.
Maddie, for sure.
Who's the funniest person to be around?
Veronica.
Will.
I'd be so mad if blank won this season.
If Olivia won this season.
Ooh, Olivia okay. won this season, I'd be pissed. I'd be so pissed if she won this season. I would, like, literally just, like, oh, I never liked her from the beginning, and I still don't like her now even more, man. Oh, God.
All right, now final question. Pick for the win.
Will, number one, always.
Erica, for sure, is going to win.
Hamza and Veronica from Big Brother Canada got shown the boot in the double eviction. Thanks for hanging out, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.